Vigils will be held tonight in Hartford and Bridgeport to mark 1 year since Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports on how the community is coming together. 1 year after Maria, Jason Ortiz believes that the experience has empowered Puerto Ricanos.
I do think that the diaspora movement or the folks in the diaspora that want to help bring justice for Puerto Rico are more strongly connected now. I do think that those communication channels are much more open. So like this event is a good example. When Barbara and Ilya, contacted me about doing this, it was just an immediate yes, right? Where before, maybe we wouldn't even have known these folks. So I do think as a movement, we're stronger.
He's the president of the Connecticut Puerto Rican Agenda, which, along with groups like Make the Road and CT Latinas and La Resistancia, organized the marches and vigils. Ortiz says the events will give people a time and space to gather to talk about what's happening. Organizers hope that in doing it exactly 1 year to the day honors the memory of those who died. A recent study by George Washington University says that's about 3,000 people, a number that's being openly disputed by President Donald Trump.
Not only do we have to get together and help each other heal, but also raise our voices in, a more direct and angry way that the way we were treated by the federal government is unacceptable.
For Millie Guzman Young, that kind of treatment is the hardest thing to face when looking back at Maria's impact.
It brings a lot of pain because all the suffering and the fact that our people were left behind, even though they are American citizens. I feel like they were treated like second-class citizens.
Guzman Young is from the mountain town of Utuado and now lives in Suffield. She's a member of CT Latinas and La Resistancia. She joined after the storm.
I went to a meeting and I loved their passion and their compassion.
It's a group of about 15 women that reach out to those with unmet needs. Guzman Young says she actually proposed the vigil portion of the Hartford event. She says her intent is to honor evacuee families who don't have a permanent residence yet after being given temporary housing by FEMA.
Even though politicians have met with the families and things haven't been happening, even though the politicians know what's going on.
Guzman Young says she's working with Hartford police to make sure the event goes smoothly after they were unable to get a permit. As a compromise with the department, Guzman Young says her group has agreed to keep the march on the sidewalk for the first half of the route. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.